Caroline, we had a lot of fun yesterday spotting the newspapers trying to out Robert Irwin's new relationship. They couldn't figure out which twin he was going with.
So different newspapers were saying it was different twins. The Buckley sisters, Robert appears to be dating one of them, and no one could work out which one. And clearly the Buckley sisters aren't coming forward and saying, well, it's me. So they're letting the papers shoot it out.
Quite frankly, even if one of them did, you wouldn't believe them.
You wouldn't believe them anyway. Exactly right. And then we saw another twin story overnight. Two identical twins in the US, Kayla and Kelly, were branded cheats at university. They got the exact same score. It was in 2016, second year law exam, I think. Medicine. They're studying to be doctors.
Wow.
And it was a second year exam and they got the exact same score and they're like, well, they've cheated. And they have successfully argued that case in court and yesterday were awarded $2 million damages after a jury decided that their brains were actually connected. And so when they studied together, the information was going into their brains in the exact same way and they were regurgitating it in the exact same way because they're identical twins.
Yes, but did the judge figure out which one the evil one was?
I don't know. Right. I don't know. Okay.
I want to know if there's any sort of twin deception going on. If you're a twin, we want to hear from you.
Fun twin things. Yeah. Like things that doesn't have to be deception. It can be amazing things like just amazing twinnery where you knew something had happened to your twin or
something
like that. What
about the whole, I mean, I remember Sons and Daughters, the TV show back in the 70s.
Yep.
Remember the twins were separated. It was all about that.
Yes.
I think in the end, Ali Fowler's character did kiss her on-screen brother.
And then
it all was revealed they were twins.
They were actually twins.
And wasn't there one moment where someone fell off a horse and the other one felt it? And it was all this sort of weird,
I think so.
Mysterious thing.
I read a story once.
That's the extent of the knowledge I know about twins.
It's Sons and Daughters.
Sons and Daughters from the 80s.
I read a story once about twins that had been separated at birth. And when they found each other, having not grown up together and never known each other, their kids were called the same things.
Oh.
Like they both had three kids and they both had chosen the same names.
Maybe you've done a little twinny swap. Mel's joined us from Burnside.
Well, I'm an identical twin and we used to swap boyfriends and swap classes on our teachers.
Right. Did you ever think to do it to a paparazzi?
No.
And tell me, when you swapped on your boyfriends, how long did it take them to work it out?
It didn't take long because my boyfriend always wanted to kiss me and my sister wouldn't kiss. So.
So you were the flirty one out of the two, were you?
Must have been.
Let's go over to Mary-Ann. We're looking for those little freakish twin moments, bit of twinning. Mary-Ann's in Glasshouse. Are you a twin, Mary-Ann?
No, but I have three sets of identicals. Two sets that are grandchildren and one that are my 41-year-old son.
Oh, my God.
Now, the bizarre thing that they do now, one of them sent a picture to my older daughter and said, look what I'm watching. And it was a screenshot of him watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on TV. About a week later, the other twin says, guess what I'm watching? It was exactly the same time in that movie. Exactly. I can send you guys the picture of both TVs.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
But a week apart.
A week apart.
And they've sent it to you, not knowing that they've sent it to that's amazing.
Either that or those sneaky little dogs have got together and said, let's mess with Nana's head.
Let's freak mum out.
No, they don't. They hadn't even spoken to each other.
Wow. Denise, are you a twin?
I am indeed.
Oh, Denise, and did you get up to any twin mischief?
We did. We actually, for years, what we did was buy mum and dad exact. I live in Queensland, she lives in New South Wales.
Yeah.
We bought mum and dad exactly the same presents, bought ourselves exactly the same presents, and for our birthdays and Christmas. And
Are you saying that is deliberate or?
No, they've naturally done it. They've just posted something off and said,
had
same
no
thing
idea.
Coming back
that.
The other way.
Wouldn't speak
that.
To each other for months, and then mum would say, oh, I got this beautiful necklace from your sister. And then I'm like, oh, you've got one in the post coming down to you as well, mum.
So mum gets twice as many presents.
Absolutely, of the same present.
Of the same
exactly
present,
the same
not
present.
Not that useful,
double
really.
Ups, yeah, no, but she can nip down to cash converters and sort that out.
And also, I would have all the symptoms of a sore back, go to the doctor, and it's like, my back's really sore. And then I'd speak to my sister a week or so later, and she'd say, oh, I threw my back out last week.
Oh, my God. Wow. That is incredible. So, I bet you wouldn't give it up for anything, Denise.
No, absolutely not. Love it dearly.
You see a lot of TV shows playing on that, oh, the twin can feel something, you know. It's happened in many shows, and I just would love to hear a little bit more about that, because I think people who aren't twins find that super fascinating.
So fascinating, yeah.
Denise, you're a twin. You got up to a bit of mischief, did you?
We did. We actually, for years, what we did was buy mum and dad exact. I live in Queensland. She lives in New South Wales. Yeah. We bought mum and dad exactly the same presents. Bought ourselves exactly the same present and for our birthdays and Christmas. And
are you saying that is deliberate or...?
No, they've naturally they've just posted something off and said
no idea.
Coming back the other way.
Wouldn't speak to each other for months, and then mum would say, oh, I got this beautiful necklace from your sister. And then I'm like, oh, you've got one in the post coming down to you as well, mum.
So mum gets twice as many presents.
Absolutely, of the same present.
Of the same
exactly
present,
the
yeah.
Same
not,
present.
Not that they're useful,
the double
really.
Ups, yeah. No, but she can nip down to cash converters and sort that out.
And also, I would have all the symptoms of a sore back, go to the doctor, and it's like, my back's really sore. And then I'd speak to my sister a week or so later, and she'd say, oh, I threw my back out last week.
Oh, my God. Wow. That is incredible. So, hey, but I bet you wouldn't give it up for anything, Denise.
No, absolutely not. Love it dearly.
That's the thing that amazes me is the whole, I felt a bit of pain and then they felt a bit of pain. You know, that just absolutely blows me away. It reminds me of those episodes back in the day of Sons and Daughters. You know, Ali Fowler's character, I think she fell off
Peter
the horse.
Phelps.
And Phelps, he felt it, or might have been the other way around. Mm. Yeah, Phelps, he and Ali Fowler had a bit
I think that's how we all learned about twins back in the day.
Yeah, and that was pre, you know, Luke and Leia kissing on screen as well. So, you know, there's two weird things going on with twins back in the 80s. Alan's joined us from Nambour.
I'm not a twin, but I'm a father of twins.
Oh, God, how's it going, mate? How are you coping?
Oh, just struggling. They only moved out of home after 29 years about 2 months ago.
Is that right?
Right. What, tell us something freaky that they've done.
When they were babies, the first inoculation that they had, I was holding one of them and the inoculation was given and the other one screamed.
Wow.
Now,
we didn't believe what was happening. The nurses freaked out. And then we swapped over, and exactly the same thing happened again a few minutes later. And this continues on throughout their entire life.
So let me get this. Let me get this.
Sort of got a look at the other one.
Yeah, right. So the baby getting the jab, the other one cried, and then that reversed.
Correct. Exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. And then
100% accurate.
And so you said they just moved out at the age of 29. Are you saying they moved into another house together?
Correct. They're still together to this day. They all finish each other's sentences. Every time I call them, it's that when they're together, they'll say, hi, Dad, together, exactly in unison. At the end of the phone call, they'll say the same thing, exactly in unison. At Christmas time, we put them together. We give the same presents back to back so they can't see what each other's going. But I'm sure mentally, you know.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
And have either of them got partners?
Yes, they both have partners. And they're similar in part. The partners are not similar at all.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's there you go. And tell me, after all these years, if you figured out which one the evil one is.
Their personality swap.
Is it? Do they really? I just...
One of them would get along with you and the other one would be... be cranky and then they'll swap a week later. You can never get it.
I read that.
Of each other. They're 100% identical.
That's what I read. Some parents rely on the traits of the twins so they know them apart, but every now and again the traits swap.
Yeah, they swap on a regular basis, yeah. And if they ever argue, all I've got to do is interject myself into their story and both of them will join together and
turn on you.
Me. And then they get along famously after that moment.
I love that. That is awesome because everyone's trying to stop their kids from fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
All you have to do is weigh in and they turn on you.
We had calls from other parents saying the same thing. Twin inoculations, it'd be the other baby that cried the other one got the jab.
And one story was one baby's out in the waiting room and the other one's getting the jab.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, it'd start crying. Freaky stuff. I love it.